thing with the Yodam Klal Nun Simon Dalit. But he yabid Shatol Birkal Yain Besim Al Geffen, Bapir Geffen, Will His Kral Oritz is Yatsa. This is a Magen Avraham. Now, so what's the question? The question is that what is the correct Nusach for the Bracha Achrona of Yain? So we know that the other two types of brachos achronos of main shalosh start out at the beginning. The insertion mentions specifically about these items: ala eitz v'apriyo eitz, ala michyo v'ala kalkolo. It doesn't mention anything about Eretz Israel. But the chesim is ala oritz v'ala michyo, ala oritz v'ala peris. So you mention oritz at the end. So Pashtus, the logic would be that by Geffen, it should be Ala Oritz, Valpia Goffen, which is what we do. However, there was a Shita which says that you say the Bracha of Ala Geffen, Valpia Geffen. Instead of mentioning Oritz and Pia Goffen, you mention Geffen and Pia Goffen. So the Rebbeinu Yonah says that that's not correct. It's no different than the other Brachas where you mention the land. And he says, homiletically, the pasuk says the word oritz always stays there. So just like the pshat in the pasuk means that the land is always there, it's not destroyed. So here we're saying that the mentioning of the word oritz cannot be limited; it always has to be mentioned. Okay. Now the question is, b'di'evit, if you didn't do that, are you yotze b'di'evit? So the Magen Rama says that b'di'evit you're yotze without mentioning Oritz. Doesn't say why. Why is that so? It's not very clear why. What exactly is the reason that you must mention Oritz to start with? All of that is not very clear. So since that's so, at least we see the B'di'evid, you don't say, and a person would say, Al Oritz, Al Gafim, Al Pri Gafim, as the Chasima, you would be Yotze. I'm not aware that you can do that by say Al Eitz Al Priyo Eitz or Al Michyo Al Kalkolo instead of saying Al Oritz Al Michyo. I'm not aware that you're Yotze in those situations. Okay. Now, the early Din Birch Mavorach Al Yain Birchus Al Eitz Al Priyo Eitz B'di'evit is Yotze. Who did Din Birch Al Novim Brei Priyo Gofen B'chein Din Birch Al Novim Bruch Akrona Al Gefen Al Priyo Gofen is Yotze. So wine is the fruit of the vine. The vine is also a fruit of a tree, the vine being a tree. So it's not untrue to say this is Rapier of Eitz. It's not untrue to say that this is Aloritz Alaparis. However, Chazal wanted you to say a more specific bracha, specifically about the wine, Rapier Gofen. So, Vidyabit, if a person said, instead of saying Brei Pri HaGofen in the Bracha of Risharna, he said Brei Pri HaEitz, would he be Yotze? Person eats grapes, and instead of saying Brei Pri HaEitz, he says Brei Pri HaGofen, would he be Yotze? Bracha Achrona, he's supposed to say, on wine, he's supposed to say Ala Gefen Al Pri HaGefen, he says Ala Eitz Al Pri HaEitz, and he ends off with Bracha to Hashem Al Oritz Al HaPeres. All the way around, the person was eating grapes, and he should have said Aloritz al Paris. He said Aloritz al Priya. He said Aloritz al Priya Gofen. So the Chayonim of the opinion in all these cases, B'di'evit, a person is going to be Yotze. There are definitely Rishonim who said it like that. Kreger's Madak from Tosis and Daf Yubeis. A person would say the Bracha Brei Pri HaEitz, and therefore who similarly the Bracha Chorana of HaEitz Anyain is not, he's not Yotze. Because Aram Mechai, that you have to say more specific bracha. In general, the assumption in the halacha is the more specific the bracha, the more kosher the bracha is. You're giving Kadosh Baruch Hu that the Bershim was meitiv to us to the extent that even is giving us this very specific special item. So as opposed to, we might have thought that the bigger Hashem to Kadosh Baruch Hu was just saying the Bershim is one that makes everything. In general, our minds do not absorb what everything means. But we talk about a specific individual thing, we say, oh wow, even that? that helps us clarify the Shemach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he's made to us to such an extent to give us even these special specific items. So you need to say that that's a special specific item, because our Mechai V'Bracha and Yayin, the Bershah made Yayin. It's a Sameach Le'Bav Enrish, because I'll say that it also can make you feel full, it fills you up, and it has all of these properties. The Bershah made such a wonderful thing. Thank him specifically for that. So, because we've been ever, you're not Yotzis. This is the Machloikis in the Bracha Rishonah. Tosfos says that you're not. Many Rishonim say that there's a law that says that you are. It's the Machloikis HaKroinim. What to do the Maisa? But we extend the Machloikis from the Bracha Rishonah to the Bracha HaKroinim as well. Have a good day.